All right, everybody. Now, we know it's been a while since the last episode, but we promise you it will definitely be worth the wait, as this week we have a very special guest appearance in studio as an old friend of ours comes in from out of town. So without further ado, we bring to you the Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere podcast.
Woo! I don't do black music. I don't do white music. Nope. I make fight music for high school kids. Put lives at risk when I drive like this. I put wives at risk with a knife like this. You probably think I'm in your tape deck now. I'm in the backseat of your truck with duct tape stretched out. Duck the fuck way down, waiting to straight jump out. Put it over your mouth and grab you by the face. What now? Oh, you want me to watch my mouth? How? Take my fucking eyeballs out and turn them around. Look, I'll burn your fucking house down. Circle around and hit the hydrant so you can't put your burning furniture out.
I'm sorry, there must be a mix-up.
You want me to fix up lyrics while the president gets his dick sucked? Fuck that, take drugs, rape sluts, make fun of gay clubs, men who wear makeup, get away, wake up, get a sense of humor. We're trying to send some music, this is for your kids' music. But don't blame me when little Eric jumps off of the terrace. You should have been watching him, apparently you ain't parents.
I never knew why to get this gig. I never knew why.
We're ready.
All right, everybody's ready. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, and I am your host, Joel F. Gardner, with my good buddy, Derek Sweet.
Derek Sweet.
And my other good buddy and special guest this week, Jarrett Kale. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
What's going on, dude?
That's it, huh? No big secret reveal. No, it was just I'm just here.
You're just here, man.
No, that's the reveal, man, because we're not telling anybody, until they are listening.
Bam! Oh, sweet. Okay,
Jarrett Kale's here.
Okay, okay.
And sweet, for those that don't know, it's obviously the owner, Jeremy, from Pure Ownage.
Indeed.
I'm wearing those boxers right now.
Dude, nice. Dude, you got a big, hairy
cock. Wow. You didn't see my cock. It's well tucked.
That was pretty close.
No, it wasn't.
You need to lift your pants, man.
I almost saw some pubic from over here.
Yeah, pubic is possible.
And he's right beside you?
Yeah.
Horrible.
That was terrible.
I got my owner underwear on. That's all I was trying to say.
I appreciate that.
So we got a little bit of catching up to do, I guess. Jarrett's in town for the Comic-Con, the Calgary Expo, which was pretty crazy this year, dude. There's tons of people. I can't believe the turnout. Like, over 50,000?
Yeah, I don't know the final numbers, but I know that it was out of control. It was crazy, and it was getting so much media attention. And, we've been there. That was our sixth year straight. We go every year because we're all from Calgary, or most of us. So it's a good chance to see my mom and to see a lot of my friends that still live here. So we've watched this con grow over the years. And the first year we were like the attraction.
one of the bigger attractions
in the first year. And now the con is so enormous, we're just this tiny speck. And this year, yeah, the entire Star Trek Next Generation, like, principal cast, it was like 11 of them came together. It was pretty cool. Apparently, yeah, people, you know, had flown in from all these different countries. Pretty much every hardcore, you know, super hardcore Trekkie in the world, you know, felt compelled to be there because you get a picture taken with all of them. It was $395.
I thought it was more. I heard even more. I heard it was $500.
That's what I heard originally, but yeah, I don't know. I think a fan told me it's $395. He had the picture.
Which I guess isn't a bad deal considering it was like $85 per person.
$85 each. Well, if you consider $85 each, you know, good value, then you can construct it. It's a good deal to pay $395 in your brain.
I heard they oversold it, too, and, like, thousands of people were standing outside waiting.
Man, there were so many Trekkies there.
Well, I was inside, like, the whole time when this went down, and honestly, well, the fire marshal showed up, so, you know.
This is Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday, and he shut it down because he said that it was a fire hazard, they were over capacity or something. But honestly, man, if that building was over capacity, then every single year San Diego was, like, breaking serious fire laws under Canadian regulations. Maybe the U.S. has way laxer fire regulations, but honestly, like, it didn't seem out of control at all inside. It was, like, totally easy to keep roaming around, seeing the other booths. It was, like, it wasn't shoulder to shoulder at all, and it seemed kind of silly. But
yeah, it definitely didn't seem as bad even as the Comic-Con in San Diego I went to, and that was 3 or 4 years ago. But it definitely has grown. I think I saw some numbers in the paper today, and I think the first year, which was 2006, they had like a turnout of like 3,000 people, and then this latest one over the weekend was 2012, What is that shit? What's that you're trying to...
I just know Jarrett well enough to not let him start picking things up and distracting himself because...
I'm reading the manual. True Panion. What is
my,
this?
It's my dog's health insurance. And I'm like, he
well, you leave your dog's health insurance in front of me. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
True Panion. What is this? It sounds like an awesome video
I needed
game.
To know, man. Okay, no, so this I needed to know. It's a really nicely designed logo. It looked like a cult maybe or something.
This is what I don't get about this health insurance, man, is it's only like $21 a month. And I calculated if my dog lives for another 6 years, you know, it's only going to come to a few thousand dollars. If he gets cancer or something, which he assuredly is going to get something major wrong with him, that will cost way more than that few thousand dollars.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. My buddy's kid just had his cat had a gash in its leg, had to take it to the vet, get some stitches and x-rays and stuff to see if his leg was broken. Like $500 right there.
So I'm
overnight,
like,
and then he had to go get the bandages changed. Another like $200.
How does insurance work? Like, how do they just take my $3,000, my $3,500, and turn it into enough to pay for cancer and make them money?
Because there's a whole bunch of other people paying that. Cancer, man. Well,
no, but every dog by the time it dies is going to get something that's going to cost more than $3,000.
Yeah, you'd that it works and that they make money.
No, what I'm saying is the insurance companies have some kind of investment shit going on where we're just getting screwed. We should be invested our own money the way the insurance companies are because they clearly know something that we don't.
Yeah, it seems kind of... Because almost every pet is going to go through some kind of ailment that's going to cost, yeah, most likely more than $3,000 by the time before they die.
I'm sorry. Well, I would argue that probably not. I think that they...
You don't think so?
No, I'd say on average, you'd probably be surprised the number of dogs that die without much...
just get hit by a car or something?
Or die naturally or die quickly of an illness that's like, oh, I got to put them down or something.
Is that because a lot of dogs just don't show their pain?
I mean, $3,500. I don't... Well, I just mean that's just the way insurance works, right? I mean, on average. I don't work in insurance, but...
I've had my dog... Five years now, and he's almost 5 years old. And man, my vet bills have already been well over $2,000.
And normally, I'd say you're a special case, but
I don't want to talk about you.
Yeah, almost every person I know is needed to.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about this.
Yeah, fuck, no one wants to hear about this shit.
All right,
edit that shit out later. Fuck it.
Well, one thing I did want to say about the con was there's still tons of Pure Orange fans that came out to see us, man.
Incredible.
That booth was packed. Like, well, I don't know about all weekend, but at least when I was there on Sunday.
And so positive.
Yeah, so positive, man. I love seeing everybody that showed out and turned out just to come down and see us. A lot of guys from that one guy from Ireland. Oh, no, was it Ireland he was from?
Yeah, one guy's from Ireland.
Yeah. A lot of crazy people, man. It was good to see.
I signed an ass.
He signed an ass. Somebody's ass.
Girl's ass?
No, dude.
No, it was a guy's
stinky
ass.
Stinky ass, dude.
It wasn't very hairy, though. And, I don't know. Never signed an ass.
I love how that... It was a guy's ass, but it wasn't hairy.
Well, if it was hairy, I probably wouldn't have signed it. That's a bit gross.
That's true. That's true, actually.
That is true.
I remember one... I won't even tell that story.
That's awesome.
Let's move on.
Have you had a chance to catch up on some video games, Derek? Trials Evolution.
Yeah, no.
Which I know everyone on my friends list is playing.
I played it, man, and it's pretty incredible. I especially love the downloadable content. That's the major redeeming quality. Like, the fact that somebody's already reproduced the motorcycle scene from Terminator 2, and it was well done, like, with camera moving around and going behind.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's a lot of cool shit, man.
Have you seen, like, the portal levels? There's a couple of people that have done a couple portal shit.
I'm standing out, man. I know how good it is, but I'm like, it's just so Trials HD. Like, I've done this 100 times. Every level, I'm like, I've done this.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Have you played any multiplayer?
I tried, but I couldn't get a single match going.
Yeah. Neither can I. What is with the connectivity on that game? It's horrible, dude.
I don't know.
That's totally fucking horrible.
Jared has a hard time not being the center of attention, so we don't talk to him.
I've never played the game. I don't have anything to contribute.
Why don't you play Xbox,
man? I'm just trying to troll Joel. I'm trying to make him laugh.
Right. Why don't you play Xbox, dude? You should really fucking play. Like, there's so many amazing arcade titles that I know you would fucking love.
It's a strange combination of things, I guess. I've never been the hugest Xbox 360 fan. Like, the controller doesn't really fit well in my hands, all that kind of stupid shit. Like, there's all these little problems that just seem to bug me and no one else. And also the fact it's really, really old Xbox, and it's already red ringed once. And when they fixed it, they told me if it ever red rings again, you got to buy a new one. They literally told me that on the phone. And I was like, well, are you okay?
That's great.
That's the last Xbox that I buy. You know, and when it dies,
lucky we did you this favor once.
Yeah. And so, and it's funny because I've owned Nintendo products like my entire life, and none of them have ever broken. Like, you know, their durability is like insane.
Yeah.
And just the fact that I have no faith in the quality of their physical product makes me not want to invest in a bunch of software, because I'm worried that one day the hardware that runs all the software is just going to fucking die. And now, as a matter of fucking principle, there's no fucking way I'm buying another Xbox if this one dies. They either fucking fix it or they can suck my fucking cock.
Don't you find that with PCs as well, though? Don't you find them breaking down?
Well, I mean, a PC is just so a part of my life in every other way. Like, it's so multifunctional. It's always in my house. And because I'm such a hardcore user, like, I always have a nice PC on hand. So for me, just because it's such a part of my lifestyle, it's like a non-issue, like the hardware thing. Because a lot of people are like, you know, it's really expensive. I'm like, well, fuck, I needed it for this and that anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, my computer's, you know, pretty deadly right now. So, yeah. And also, there's just amazing games on PC right now that are free. like League of Legends.
I'll definitely talk about that. That's definitely one of the things I want to talk about, is this rush of free-to-play games that seems to be coming out, like Tribes Ascend. I don't know if you played that yet.
But I take offense to this concept of free-to-play, man. It's pay-to-win is what it is.
No, I don't necessarily think that, man. Like, I really don't have a problem with free-to-play. And then, yeah, it's free-to-play, and then you get into the game, you can try shit out, but then if you want to get the best shit, you have to pay for it. That's kind of the concept. However, what's the difference of you doing that or spending the 8 hours instead of going to work and spending 8 hours playing the game to get that best shit? It's like, I don't have the freedom to do that, you know? So why can't I pay and get that shit?
That's a good point. I don't know.
It's just kind of leveling the playing field in my mind.
But it's delicate. Like, you can't cross the pay-to-win boundary. So what you can do is... And what, like, League of Legends does really successfully is you can, you know, maybe pay to speed things up, get experience faster. But at the end, at the top end, at the highest end, when you're finished, you can't be better by keeping paying money over someone who isn't.
Exactly.
And that's the mistake a lot of – or, well, it's not a mistake because they make, like, insane amount of money. But for me, for a true gamer, like, the reason we don't play the pay-to-win titles is because it's not a fair playing field. You want a fair ground for competition. So I do agree that, yeah, man, because time is money, right? Those concepts in our type of society are interchangeable, honestly. And so, you know, when people that work all day and they don't have all that time, it's kind of funny that people get mad at people that, you know, buy Golden WoW or something. They're like, dude, yeah, you know, it's like, well, dude, you know, you play 18 hours a day. Like,
I can't do that.
Like, you have this time asset that I don't have, you know?
And I'm using my assets.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
level the playing
field. Exactly. But all that matters, you know, to maintain sort of integrity to the gameplay is that at the end, you can't be better if you pay more.
And how much in reality would you end up paying, like, if people are paying to play, you know what I mean? To get some better shit. Like, what does it actually cost? Like, if you were to pay for shit in League of Legends, for example.
League of Legends has a really cool system. I think it's I think Riot Games is pretty smart. I think you can pay. I think you can pay to, like, speed up your experience and speed up your IP gain, which is like money that you use to spend on runes and stuff. But basically every single thing in the game that affects your ability in the game to be better, you know, new characters, new skills, anything, all of that can always be bought with in-game money. And the only single thing, I think, that you need to spend real money on are costumes to change the aesthetic of your character.
Classic.
And when I first heard that business model, I was like, wow, that's sounds kind of dumb, because I would never...
Who would ever do that?
Who would ever do that? And now I play the game, and I'm playing since August, and yeah, I bought a few skins because I play some characters a lot, and I just want the different aesthetic. It's nice. And also, because I played this game for so long and never given this company a penny, and they had made this amazing product, and I'm playing so much, and I actually started feeling guilty. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like... You know, I go to a restaurant and drop $50 on a stupid meal that I didn't enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
And you just, like, when you think about how you spend money in your daily life on stupid consumable shit that just vanishes, And I'm like, here I am at the end of my day spending my money stupidly, going home and playing this awesome game, and I've never contributed.
Never paid for it.
Yeah, I never paid for it. So I literally just gave him $20, and I was like, okay, and I just bought some skins, and I'll probably do it again, you know, in some sort of regular interval just to.
Yeah, why not? Lately, I did support. That with Hero Academy on the iPhone. You know, it's a great free to play game, but then you can buy extra teams or buy avatars and shit. And it's like a couple bucks. It's like, yeah. Why not?
It's super. Oh, yeah.
What's a couple bucks?
The costumes are super reasonable. Like, they're like $2-$5. I think you can get, like, legendary ones that are, like, $10 or something.
So, really, you can always spend under $60.
Oh, yeah.
The price of another game.
I own four copies of StarCraft 2, I think.
Yeah.
Just because I got one for my girlfriend, and I have my EU account, then I have my training troll account, and that's like $240. Well, I guess I got one at $30. Anyways, it's a lot of money compared to how much I gave Riot Games, and it's funny that at the end of the day, I go home and end up playing LoL. Even though I watch a lot of StarCraft 2, but man, LoL's fun to play.
Yeah, I can't wait to maybe check it out, maybe a little later on. We'll see.
I don't think we are, man. Derek didn't want to install it.
No, I installed it.
You did?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, no, it's all installed. But I like, if it works, we could pause the podcast and watch some stuff and then talk about it after. I just don't want to be like, so watch this, right? And people are like, I can't see.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, man. You can go get a beer. That's cool. We'll talk about, let's talk about some trials while he's gone.
I'm good,
man. So trials, yeah. So multiplayer, yeah. The connectivity on actual multiplayer is garbage. Can never connect to anybody.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what game I'm playing.
I sat there for 5 minutes. I'm like, there's not a single other person playing this.
It's bullshit because everybody else on my friends list is playing. So you know there's tons of people playing this game, man. And then, but when you do play with your friends and get just like your actual buddies on your friends list into a private game and get going... Oh my god, is it fun, dude.
Nice.
Is it ever fun, especially the Supercross where it's actual side-by-side.
Yeah.
But then you do have the single tracks where it actually shows a ghost. It doesn't just show their name where you're playing the single player and it just shows your friend's list name.
Yeah.
It actually has a ghost of them. And you're racing alongside of them and... Yeah, just trying to get over the hard part, especially the hard tracks and the extreme tracks. Oh my god, it's so fun. Like when one guy gets past the part that everyone's stuck on, it's like, oh no, you bastard.
Yeah, hilarious. You know,
and then he gets stuck and everybody gets by him, and it's such a like just cat and mouse kind of game.
And you're all talking. That would be
And you're all
really
talking
fun.
And shit talking each other and
dude, that would be fun.
How did you do that? Man, you gotta tell me how you did that. And eventually you'll be like, yeah, okay, you gotta do it this way. And eventually even actually help people out, like help your buddies out, like, okay, I got so close that time, you got to do it this way, because there's times you'll spend 10 minutes on one part, especially the extreme tracks.
Some
of them are hard.
Joe Danger ruined it a little for me, you know, because I was kind of like, well, as soon as I started playing trials, I was like, oh yeah, this is like some serious physics in this game. This isn't about just flying and doing as many flips as you can.
Backflips.
So I was like trying to do that at first. And I was like, oh yeah, flips don't matter. I was like, just get through the course, you know? So. But yeah, for some reason I'm playing through it and I'm just like, I've done this before until I go to the downloaded tracks. And when I play some of those, like one of the downloaded tracks I played today was like Marble Madness. It was like a marble going through crazy. A course. It had no motorcycles or anything. I was like, wow,
a lot of cool shit you can do in that. I tried to get into creating a track, but man, it's pretty deep. It seems kind of simple overall, but there's just so much shit you can do.
I've created two tracks in that Ridge Racer Unbounded, man, and it's easy and simple and fun.
I thought it was like that at first. It kind of looks like that. Oh, nice. It's going to be like Ridge Racer. No, not like that at all. But one other thing I wanted to say about it. Don't you just like the fact that you're out in these open... In the open world now, kind of, you're not stuck in the warehouse.
Yeah,
environments
totally.
Like that. I love that alone.
Yeah, with like planes flying overhead, and I don't know where the guy got in the Terminator. He had giant robots in the background shooting things, like it was like the future with like.
I really wonder how some of those guys create that shit.
It must have been a canned background that's on one of the levels, and he's just like, oh, that kind of looks like Terminator. I'm gonna make a Terminator level because there's no way people are making their own.
I haven't played the Terminator level yet,
dude. It's really good.
I should check it out.
I've played probably 20 downloaded tracks, and it's by far the best one.
Nice. Anyway, I want to get kind of more into the free-to-play or the paying real money for in-game shit. And the talk of Diablo's real money auction
host. Oh, yeah. Diablo's doing that, too. Real money auction host.
Yeah, real money auction host.
I have a lot
host.
To say about that.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, go ahead.
I want to go back because I'm thinking about something I said previously.
What was that?
Shit,
no, we were talking about
no the
you had it in your head when you went out here and you came
I
in
had my
we were
head
talking
when
about
I started
trials.
Talking.
Oh
like,
really?
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks, guys. They come over here, they plaster me with beer, and they go, "Oh, by the way, we're doing our
podcast.
When last night it was Jared's idea. He's like, "We're gonna get a bunch of beer and we're gonna fucking record a podcast." And then we talk
which
like,
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember that.
No, it was about Microsoft. That's it. I was too hard on Microsoft. I mean, I don't want to, like, you know.
Oh, dude, we've been hard on Microsoft, but my Xbox account got hacked, so don't worry. You can be hard on Microsoft on this podcast.
I just don't want to suggest that a company is expected to repair and support their product indefinitely or anything.
Yeah.
It was really more about the fact that I knew people like you guys. And Derek, how many Xboxes have you had?
I'm on my fifth one, but I went through the first four in 1.5 years, and the last one has worked for 3 years.
Okay,
now,
well, in general, there was this perception online and in media that said, "Oh, they're totally faulty and unreliable." And then, of course, there's all of this empirical evidence around me that's like they're totally faulty and unreliable.
Yeah,
and it's like it just created this perception in my brain that's like. I have no faith in this hardware. I don't want to keep replacing it, and I don't even like it that much. So, you know, fuck it. And it made me stop buying games. Isn't that weird? But yet I still, you know, a Nintendo product. Then yeah, I don't know. I don't mean to be a fanboy, but honestly, like I've never had one break that wasn't like
in terms
really
of hardware
stupidly
and shit,
my
yeah,
fault,
you can't
like
really go
dropping it on the ground
yeah.
like my DS or something stupid.
Yeah. Well,
which even then I've dropped my DS like 8 times, and finally one of the shoulders because it landed weird. One of the shoulder buttons broke. But it's like honestly, like my Nintendo Entertainment System still works. I still use it, like the original, it still works fine.
You may get the flashing red light once in a while, but it works.
It fucking works.
I heard the new gen Xboxes, the Slims, are a lot better, but I don't know. I'm only on my second Xbox, I think, overall.
I think consoles are
dying. I gotta admit, I felt like a retard.
Everyone says that consoles are dying, but I think if all this bullshit about the next gen consoles is true, all this DRM crap that they're talking
about this, right?
Have you heard about this shit? How you can only play it on your Xbox. Every game you buy from now on. So technically, you never own a game again.
Yeah, you just licensing.
Yeah, you can't loan your game to your buddy to
can't
try out
loan
ever
the game
again.
To a friend.
But you can rent it. You can pay Xbox some money, and then they can give you a code for your buddy to use for a couple days. Essentially, so giving Xbox even so then they sell you a game and then make even more money off you after selling that game to you.
I think it's inappropriate for single-player only titles, but appropriate for multiplayer titles and multiplayer components because they're providing an ongoing service. So I think
that's fair to say. I think for sure.
But when it's a ship it and you wash your hands of it, never look back. That to me is more like a box product that you'd find on a shelf somewhere, like a blender or something, right? That's what it is. But because so many games these days have online components and they maintain them, but that still doesn't matter. EA kills their support in a few years.
Yeah.
Anyways,
EA was voted America's worst company. Did you see that?
I did see that. I think that I don't know if they should have beat the banks.
Yeah, the banks.
I don't know if the global economic collapse was really
I don't like EA.
Yeah, and it was literally because all these Mass Effect pussies were crying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I
Anyways,
so.
Do you guys play Mass Effect?
Yeah,
we've talked about it. Yeah,
let me fucking consider.
I played it.
I thought it was not. I thought it was a great ending.
Ah, fuck it. Anyways, Diablo 3.
Yeah, let's get back to Diablo 3.
Diablo 3 and Money Auctionist. Here's how I feel. I might have a unique opinion, and it might change because that's what opinions do if you have a brain. So right now, I feel that it's okay because. There will always, as long as it's okay with the law.
Well, explain what you're talking about. You mean the real money auction house.
Yeah, you're right. I should explain that. In Diablo 3, you'll be able to go on the auction house and you'll be able to buy things for real money, and other players can sell it for real money, I think. But what they're basically doing is they're instead of having a billion-dollar-plus black market exist, they're just trying
buying gold. People yeah, buying gold.
Because here's the fact. It's like pot laws, right? It's like they totally don't work at all. The pot is totally accessible. You can get it anywhere anyways. And everyone's like crying for legalization. Like, why don't you just fucking sell a government tax and let's benefit as a society from it instead of putting that money in a gangster's pockets. It's the exact same fucking thing. Anyone that isn't completely fucking retarded can go buy gold in any MMO right now or any game like this in Diablo 2 right now. Bang, go. Yeah. If you're not a moron, you can find that stuff. You can pay money for it, except that money is not going to people that made that game. It's going to like, you know, some gangster somewhere. Or you know, it was legitimate business now, but at first it was pretty fucking sketchy.
At first it was like, yeah, like some little Chinese boys.
Yeah, in factories and stuff. You know, it's – anyhow – it exists. It's there, and the market will always be there, and they can't stop it. So they might as well embrace it, and they might as well say, hey, well, fuck them. Let's build it in our game, and why don't we see that money instead of them? And then it might give the players a way to profit, so people that play the game full-time don't just have to stream themselves playing. They can actually fucking make money selling the shit they make in the game. So I think it's pretty cool. Like, at first, I was totally turned off, but once I sat down, I was like, listen, like, you know, I thought about it. I'm like, fuck. It's yeah, gonna be not? There, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be there regardless.
If you don't want to, you know, don't play. If you feel that you're playing some MMO and that everyone's playing fair and earning all their money in game, then you're just very naive. Like those markets exist; they're totally accessible and they are safe. Like they deliver. the business is successful for a reason. Yeah, so that's how I feel about it. Probably in unique opinion. Maybe because
I have no problem with real money auction houses. I mean, like the way you explain it makes sense. But even outside of that, I'm like, why shouldn't people be able to sell their in-game assets?
What's the difference between that and buying experience or buying other shit that improves you in game that other free-to-play games?
I think there's a role-playing aspect where it makes it a little bit more immersive when you're like, you really feel like you own that object because you bought it. You didn't just spend fake money.
Well, I think
it's
really more about a lottery aspect. And this is where I think that Blizzard might have legal problems with this sort of thing, because fundamentally, Diablo 3 is a lottery system. You play the game. It's all about dice rolls and chances, not just your hits, but the drops. It's all about the drops.
Good point. Yeah. Like it falls into lottery category.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you're clicking and bang, motherfucking set piece of motherfuck drops, and it's worth $300 on eBay now, but no, they're building it into the game. Now they built a system that allows you to play and randomly, totally random chance delivers you real money. Now, how is that not a lottery? And I think that Korea's already looking at this sort of thing. I think Korea has banned certain MMOs because they have these lottery components in them. And I think I'll be interested. I mean, if that's kosher,
that's going to just add.
I want to make a new casino with games that no one's played before.
Yes.
You know, it's like, well I'm going to make this Dragon Warrior themed casino. It's not poker, man, but it's some game the government's never heard of. And anyways, it's to me, it seems like fundamentally, it's a very chance based game. All of the allure of the game is all this chance. It's a very addictive game that way. That's why it's addictive. And
which all MMO or those type of games are like just loot drop games.
You know? Oh yeah, and even your crits, right? Like everything. Like you want. It's always dice roll. It's the complete opposite end of the spectrum from a game like StarCraft II. It's almost hilarious to call them both video games. Like to put them in the same category, right? By the way, there's no.
But still, man, I can't say like I'm not going to be playing Diablo 3. That's for damn sure. I haven't played the beta. I refuse to play the beta.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those guys that, all that does said. Not like betas, man.
I can't believe the one weekend I had the opportunity to play, I was in fucking California. I was like, oh yeah, by the way, Diablo 3 is free to play all weekend. I was like, personally, motherfucker.
For me, it's like a demo of a game. I'll check out for 5 minutes, I want to shut it off. I want to kind of save it all for when the real game comes out, and then I can experience it all at once instead of just kind of replaying the same shit over and over again as a tease for now.
Here's my counter to that, motherfucker. Right,
I thought I'd be able to keep my character. Like, I thought the character would persist.
I don't think so, does
no,
it?
No, not in beta. No, I don't think so.
No, why would it? That's retarded.
I totally dig that on games, again, that are totally box and shit, but games that... See, I think that the line between like beta and launch and it's pretty blurry these days because most titles ship buggy and requiring patching. So, you know, if you draw the line at the day it hits store shelves, you know, why not draw the line at the day the first patch hits and the major bugs are gone, or draw the line at, you know,
very good point.
I do know guys that play MMOs very seriously, but they don't jump to the next MMO title till they wait to make sure it's a hit so that they can sell their shit and make money. And And B, they want all the patches. They want a smooth playing experience. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost a rule of thumb among MMOs now. It's like you don't buy them at launch. Wait a year, man, and then play it when the game's done.
Yeah.
Because they're essentially launching beta products now. I mean, products at launch now are not at all nearly as quality controlled as they were in like the 80s and 90s. Like, there were no bugs. You didn't see bugs in games because they were just insanely... Well, I mean, of course there were bugs in games, but I mean, they weren't common. But now it just seems like I regularly encounter bugs in new games. Like, I remember playing GTA 4, this massive, like, this release. Dude, I played the game for like 8 minutes and encountered 3 bugs. Like, bricks not going through window common. And not breaking and all this shit that was like, common. I was like, are you insane? Are you telling me that they play tested this game and that fucking brick, like, went through the window without it breaking? Never having anyone else. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, we talk about that on podcast all the time. That kind of shit just taking you out of reality.
That is a fucking beta product. That is a beta product, but they sold it to you anyway. And so, what do you say? I'm, you know, maybe they patch the brick bug later. I don't know. But anyway,
I guess the one thing I would say, at least in Diablo 3's case, is like what Derek just said, is like, well, these characters aren't going to carry over to when the game comes out anyway, so you know, that's one good reason for me not to want to play.
Yeah, it's true.
If those characters carried over, then yeah, maybe I would be checking it out.
Do you know why I play it, man? my gaming state of mind, because we're pretty different, I think, in our approaches. I need to absolutely master the first act so when the game comes out, I'm done it as fast as possible and get to the new stuff. Like, I don't want to fuck around, man. I've had a couple times over, like, 5 level 13
characters. So what is your favorite character?
My favorite class is Monk.
Okay.
I've done some hilarious speed runs with Monks because they had, I don't even know if it's still there, they've done a lot of patching, this ability to jump forward to the next enemy and stuff. And they had a passive speed boost. And for me, it was all about clear time. And I just got really rapage with my Monk. But I played all the classes to level 13 a couple times over. I mean, I really love the game.
That was my choice right now, is Witch Doctor.
It's pretty cool. It seems more spell-oriented, not as direct hands-on. Like, I like just the boom pop of just jumping in there and smashing people with my Monk.
Yeah.
When I started playing the game... I only was interested when I read everything about the game. Sorry, I'm burping like a motherfucker, all this beer. When I first started playing the game, all I wanted to play is the Monk. Like, nothing appealed to me. Like, when I read all of their detail, like, I'm not attracted to a barbarian. I don't like playing tank characters. Mm-hmm. And the Witch Doctor, like, seemed kind of cool, but then I looked at his abilities, and he's like, I'm blowing shit at you. And... the mage, I'm just like, you know, I had a 60 mage in WoW, I think, at some point. I had a 60 wizard in EQ. I've just done the mage thing so much, I'm just done with the mage thing.
Yeah.
And then just nothing appealed to me. But then, so I played the Monk, played him to 13, did like the run like 10 times over, just pimped his gear, did everything. I'm like, oh, fuck, I should probably play another class. Well, I picked up Demon Hunter, which didn't appeal to me at all.
That was my second choice, and I'll get it all.
Had an incredible fucking time. Like, loved playing. It was, like, so fun.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Hit 13. Boom. Picked up Wizard. I was like, holy fuck. Wizard's insane. I'm going to play Wizard now. Oh. Level 13. I, like, pick up the Barbarians. Like, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, all 5 are designed so well. Like, it's fun game, dude. I'm really impressed. And it's come a long way. Like, I was lucky enough to get access to the beta, like, a long, long, long time ago. And so I played that build, and actually, I was really disappointed. It was like, even for a beta, I expected more from Blizzard. And there was just some fundamental problems. And then since then, they've made a lot of changes. And in general, the direction has been totally positive. And I think when I look at the beta now versus when I looked at the beta then, it's like night and day, and I love it. I'm going to go ape shit on May 15th, I think. I'm totally addicted, man.
Nice, yeah, I can't wait. That's my my second game.
Derek's trying to kiss me.
What are you guys doing over there?
I'm just telling him he's got Jarrett's kind of dominated the microphone here. He's kind of moved himself right in front of it, and I'm like, hey, remember I'm on this podcast too?
Sorry, Derek always tries to be the center of attention.
No, I mean... I knew when we
You're
agreed...
You're a dick for saying that, man.
I'm sorry, you can edit that out. I knew when we agreed to this concept that I would be taking it. People want to hear Jarrett, man.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. There are 2 microphones in this room.
Yeah, we never mentioned that. I guess we should have said that at the top. There are
3 people. Yeah, and so they're like, hey, man, want to be our special guest? You can share a microphone with Derek while Joel has his own. And So me and Derek are trying to share a microphone.
So he's the host of the show.
Yeah. Well, that's nice to meet you guys. But they have unlimited beer in the fridge, so...
Jarrett's mom bought us all lunch today, so I was like, I'll take that money I was going to spend on lunch, and I'll buy everybody beer. That's exactly what I did.
That was really nice of her.
Yeah, that was really nice of her.
By the way, if you live in Calgary and you don't eat at Japanese Village, you're totally insane. Like, totally insane.
No, you're completely, completely sane, and you know exactly what you're doing, because I know many of people, especially some of our friends, who have gotten sick off of Japanese Village.
Oh, you gotta watch out, man.
And
some slander
I personally think that sauce that you guys love is garbage. It's total fucking garbage.
Well, I've never met another human being besides Joel Gardner who feels that way.
A few of our friends agree with Joel.
Really?
There's a division among our circle of friends,
for sure.
There
is a division.
Jeff, this is news. Natalie, like fucking Jay, they both are like, no.
They're too pretentious, though.
But see, you know, this is the thing is, I've increased my culinary taste, I'd say.
I think you guys have gone back and forth. I think I've heard you say Japville is garbage.
I don't say it's garbage, but I can recognize there's much better dining in Calgary.
I'm not saying it's five-star dining. I'm saying for $9.99, I've never on planet Earth had a better meal.
We're borderline.
It's a fun experience, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Dude. It's a teppanyaki place. Go make your own decision.
The sauce.
Don't make
incredible.
Your decision to go. Listen to me on that. But when you after you go, make your decision on whether you thought it was fun.
Make sure you get your steak sauce on your rice. That's very important,
dude. You want steak sauce on your face, on your hands, man. You want that steak sauce every fucking where.
Jared almost put steak sauce on his salad. I swear, like you. I could see it one day.
Yeah, man. I've thought of incorporating it into my sex before. Yeah. Like there's cocaine off the small of a girl's back, but then there's licking Japanese Village steak sauce off the small of a girl's back.
I was thinking pussy lips, but
that's what I was thinking.
No, but you're pounding it while you're licking the sauce. That's the whole point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off the small of her back, you're flexible. Holy shit. You can fuck a girl and lick the small of her back.
You just bend like that. It's just going like this. That's just like this, dude.
Joel is graphically bending over and fucking the air while he's licking the air in front of
him. You could take a break, I suppose, for a second, too, if you couldn't reach or not flexible enough or have a big gut or something.
Yeah, I got a gut. There's no bending over and licking the small of the back for me. Maybe shoulder blades.
The shoulder blades. I can maybe get there if I grab her hair and fold her back a bit.
I'm 6'3", too. Let's remember that.
That's true.
Last podcast, we told a story about how Derek got a 60-year-old man to move his elliptical, and it broke.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's what you get for a 60-year, getting a 60-year-old man to move your elliptical, bud. He's like, no, he wasn't 60. He was 58.
I can't believe you had to bring this up again, like another episode later.
An elliptical or that a 60-year-old man broke it.
Hey, I need the elliptical, man.
Yeah?
I can't do any other exercise. It hurts my joints. I can do, but it's fucking winter.
get a recumbent bicycle.
The winter
bicycle.
Road? There hasn't been snow on those roads for a while.
Maybe for the last weekend I could have gone for a bike ride for the first weekend possible.
Recumbent.
I got a 3-day bike weekend in Kimberley planned
recumbent.
Up. Recumbent.
Recumbent.
What's that, dude?
It's a type of exercise bicycle you can buy for your house. It's like the one... Actually, I'm sure recumbent means something a lot more than that. I mean, in the context of exercise machines and a recumbent bicycle, I think it means to lean back. But it's when your legs are sort of at the same height as your ass.
Have you rocked one of those or something?
Yeah, I have. And you know why I rock them?
Yeah.
Because I play my fucking DS while I'm exercising. And if you have
that'd be awesome.
Dude, it's insane. I go like an hour, I'm completely pouring sweat, and I've literally found myself where sweat's dripping onto my DS. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look up and I'm like, I've been going for like 54 minutes. And I'm playing like online Tetris or online. Oh, dude, it's amazing. Like when Mario Kart 7 came out.
Away.
Dude, yeah. So I have a 3DS and a DS or whatever. So I went through all of Dragon Warrior 5 and 6 on the DS. Doing that, I gave my first Pokemon shot. I started playing Tetris, and then I got into Mario Kart 7. I got my 3DS, and that came out. Man, it's amazing. because you can burn so many calories and you don't even notice, because at least for me, I get so into the game, I don't even fucking think about anything else. And in fact, like when it's intense, especially when you're losing and you're getting mad, you don't even realize it, but you're pedaling so fast because you're so mad. it's highly recommended. Every That's hardcore awesome. Gamer out there.
I've said a bunch of times, if there's a way that I could find a way to combine exercise into a score based thing,
build
so like
some kind of thing here that holds your DS right here. You can just put your DS
no, but you
right
need
there,
something
probably.
That's directly correlating the exercise. Like Jarrett's saying, if you get mad and you exercise, your points should go up. You know, you need
Don't
some
they
way.
Have games like that? I think they do.
Yeah but they're bullshit.
And that doesn't have to be related to the exercise. It's two games at once, man. I'm super pro, so.
Super pro shit.
The exercise is its own game, because afterwards it's calories burned, time on the machine. Yeah. That's the game.
You know what you should get is one of those.
And then it's also like Mario Kart 7 awesomeness Elo going up.
You know? Wouldn't it be awesome if your calories burned were being multiplied by something in the game, though? If you combine the scores,
I
somehow.
Would love to combine it. I wish people had like a, you know, helicopter games where you have to pedal to keep your helicopter afloat and you're shooting at other people.
There's
just like incorporate into. I think companies have tried to do this, though, and I don't know why it hasn't taken off. You know, obviously, maybe we don't represent it. Everybody, but I would fucking buy it, man. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
But I was going to say, there is some devices that you can get that kind of make it like a game, like an MMO almost, that you have this, it's almost like a bracelet you wear, and it keeps track of, like, how many hours you sleep every night and that kind of shit, and like what kind of, when you go into REM sleep, and when you're exercising, how many steps you take every day.
What's it called?
I can't remember what
it's
called.
Is it like the Fitocracy or something?
No, I don't think that's
something
it.
Something with
But then it's also an app on your iPhone. It's also it has a cool app where you can track your stats, and you have friends that you add, and you can see what they're doing and shit like
it
that.
It sounds like Fitocracy, man. But
really?
Yeah, it sounds a lot like it.
I'm making it
maybe like that. But we, something cool like that, I think is pretty neat, you know, just adding those kind of addicting elements or game kind of elements to a real life exercise.
Oh,
like that.
I would play cool. it for sure.
No, yeah, no, dude. We would get Derek wants to talk quick about Mortal Kombat for is it Vita that you just got out?
Yeah,
of?
The Vita. And I want to talk about it because Warner Brothers was so cool to actually send me a review copy. It's my first like time that I got a game for free to review it, so I should mention it, right? Like,
and review it positively to encourage more free games.
I know, exactly.
There's a major, that's how most reviewers work, isn't it?
There's a major conflict of interest because there's things that I don't like about it, and I'm like, oh, how strongly can I talk about that? But of course, I thought I was fair in my review. It comes out tomorrow. I finished it today, but I can't release it until the morning. But anyways, it's a perfect port of the game. It's got almost all the features that the console versions had, and then it's got a whole new set of challenges. Like,
so port of the latest one you're talking about?
Yeah, the latest one, of course. Yeah, and
oh,
they,
I don't know shit.
Yeah, no, it's the new reboot with a like amazing story that goes through Mortal Kombat 1 through Mortal Kombat 3 and retells the story of all the tournaments and like great cinematics. So the story is there, and it's awesome. And then they threw in a bunch of new modes, like just for fun modes that you can play, where as you hit guys, blood splashes on the screen, and you got to wipe blood off the screen with your finger on the touch screen.
Oh, really?
As you're fighting, or like Cyrax will be shooting missiles at you, and you have to tap the screen to blow up the missiles
you
as you're trying
to
fight.
Use the back pad at all?
I haven't done any back pad stuff yet, no. But I haven't got
in
all the way through the challenges.
Any game you've got?
No, but I mean, I've only done the first 15 of the new challenge at Towers. So, like, oh no, first like 30 because they're hard. So, oh,
okay,
I didn't have a whole lot of time because they just gave me the game about 4 days before it came out. So, but I'm playing it, and it's fantastic port. It's perfect in every way except for one, which is that they don't have lobbies for the online. All they have is player match, ranked match,
and
that's
it. You just have a match, and then you're done.
Yeah, and like the console versions have lobbies where you can set up ladders and you can spectate while you're waiting to beat the winner, like putting your quarters on the fucking top of the arcade machine style.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know, you used to be able to, you can do that in the console versions, but the Vita version for some reason is just...
Even on the Xbox version, they had like in the lobby where you had your avatar sitting in like an actual lobby watching the two guys fight like on a stage kind of thing.
And you can cheer, like you can press buttons to go, yeah, or like the awesome hit and stuff. None of that's in the Vita version. But other than that, perfect port, excellent job. Like, you know, I really don't care about the online because I don't want online handheld gaming. I'm just not that into it. When I might have a handheld gaming, it's because I'm in a fucking car in the middle of between Saskatchewan and Alberta and I need something to fucking do in the car. I don't play handheld gaming at home.
Wait till you're a parent, man.
Yeah,
I've had a whole new use for it. The clap and instantly pause done has been so incredible being a dad. because
Oh yeah, so easy. I mean, yeah.
When you're on response to dad duty, you can't jump into a game of LOL, right? You have to play something that you can instantly close, and so it's handy that way. Anyways, I found it just being on the couch, man.
No, yeah, there's tons of plays, but you have to admit, in that situation, online gaming doesn't apply because you can't be in an online match and just shut it, right?
Yeah, so to me,
portable gaming and online, it's nice, it's excellent if you have the time for it and you're around a connection, but it's not why I have a handheld system.
No, well, ever since I got my iPhone, I kind of gave up on handhelds, period.
Yeah, Hero Academy, huh? How's that working out for you?
I don't know, man. I love it, dude. I love that shit. I love Hero Academy. I love Bike Baron. We talked about it last podcast, too, about all the iOS games I'm kind of addicted to right now. I heard there's a lot of good ones coming out. A lot of pretty cool ones, especially for iPad and that kind of shit. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's sort of the future. I shouldn't say the future. I just mean that will be a huge, huge part of the gaming market. It already is, but I think it's going to get bigger.
We've talked about what's his name that he was doing. What's that big game that we talked about before? He's going to release it, and then he left it right before he's going to get released, and he left to go do Flash games or something like that.
Oh yeah, the guy that made ICO and Shadow Colossus.
Yeah, ICO and Shadow Colossus. Yeah. Yeah. What's the new game that he's coming out with?
The Last Guardian.
Yeah, Last Guardian. So that guy left to now create these kind of web-based games and kind of like Flash games that are going to be on your iPhone and that kind of shit as well. And he feels that's the future of gaming. That's what he said.
No, honestly, man, I didn't, surprisingly, because I'm such like a computer geek when it comes to like phones and that sort of thing, I've been pretty Luddite these last few years. So I just finally got like a proper, you know, modern era smartphone very recently. And I finally got a tablet. Rather, my son got a tablet. I get to play it, and so now I've finally had my first insight into what this is, mm-hmm. or true like user experience. I mean, I've understood it conceptually, but now I've had a chance to play these games, and the potential. Like, I think right now most games are pretty bad because all the really talented developers aren't making them on that platform yet, but the potential, just because you always have this device on you, it's everywhere you go. The persistency that offers for a multiplayer experience is like unparalleled. Yeah. You know, you don't have to be at home in front of your computer, and because, you know, the graphical power of these devices is just getting so high that, you know, all these technologies are just blending, and absolutely, like, some sort of tablet smartphone device will probably be the gaming platform of the future, like the biggest portion of the market.
Yeah,
it will
think
be
so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And someone needs to start making good games for that platform.
They're coming, man. They're getting better. They're getting better and better all the time, I think.
I just bought Midway Arcade for iOS, and it comes with APB, which I was like, no way! But the controls suck.
What's APB?
APB, man, that was when you're a cop and you have to chase down the litter bugs and...
Litter bugs?
That was like a bike game.
No, it was a cop game. It was overhead and you had to chase, and the first level was litter bugs, and then the second level was hitchhikers and...
Litter bugs, hilarious.
Man, I'm telling you, I've loved that game for so long, and like, it's like, I was like, couldn't wait for it. I was like, nice, yes, a version of it to play on my iPhone. And it's like, the controls are garbage. Like, that's my problem with iOS games, man. Controls terrible for most of them.
Yeah, for a lot of them, that is the huge downfall for them.
But they're coming out with joysticks.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. They're coming out with a lot of peripherals that you can get for them, so hopefully help that situation out. But,
I don't want to do this for like all night.
How do you know how long it's been?
47 minutes.
Oh, that's nothing.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Jarrett's going to convince Joel and I why we should play League of Legends. He thinks it's like this amazing game, and I have no reason to deny it. And
it's all the beer I've had, maybe, but now I'm like, sounds like I'm like advertising or something. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
man, I don't think so. When it's overtaken, WoW is the most played game.
Yeah.
No,
in
I mean,
the world right
but I do enjoy it. It's honestly like in a LOL. Yeah.
And to be honest, I know nothing about it, so it would be kind of a great learning experience.
I don't know what it. I've seen screenshots. That's it. That's all I know.
I guess it's a totally different type of game, and especially if you're a console gamer, it's pretty foreign. It was pretty foreign to me. It was my first like MOBA, I guess. But it's all based on
MOBA?
A multiplayer online battle arena, which is probably the stupidest name for the genre I could
description
imagine.
Of the genre.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It like applies to like half the games that you play online. Multiplayer online battle arena. Fuck, that's Quake, dude. That's fucking Quake.
That's
like,
so true.
So I think that's really stupid. But also, I think they now, I think Dota Clone is probably the most popular. They just call them Dota Clones, which is also kind of stupid because Dota is
its own. Funny how all three of us have Dota 2 betas and none of us have played it.
I wish someone called, like, COD, like, you know, Doom Clone. I think it was like Doom Clone. Yeah. I don't even know if it was Doom the first. I don't fucking know. But I, anyways, yeah. So it was originally a custom map in Warcraft 3, which is an RTS game. You guys play Warcraft 3, right?
I'm assuming everyone knows that.
Yeah, okay. Most people, so, yeah. Okay. Hopefully. So in Warcraft 3, they implemented this mechanic that made me not play Warcraft 3 called Heroes. But the people that liked that, they're gay. Some dude made a custom app, so where basically all you do is control one hero, but then they made that hero more a lot deeper, giving him, I think you have like 6 total abilities, unless I'm that drunk. Each character is totally different. So there's, I don't know how many there are now, but you know there's like 100 heroes, say, and you choose your hero, and it's 5 versus 5, and you're on an RTS style map, top down perspective, bird's eye view, and there are 3 lanes in which NPCs constantly spawn and go at each other. And the 5 players on each side, who are also on the side of their NPCs, collide in the center in these 3 lanes.
Okay.
And because of the nature of having 5 people in a 3-lane map, you're constantly shifting where the other players are, and you're pushing forward and trying to get to their nexus, their, you know, which is what their heart is, and you blow it up and you win the game. So the point is to push them back into their end and win the game. So it's totally team-based, and it's top-down, and it's relatively easy to play. Like, I mean, it's no StarCraft 2. Don't be afraid of, like, how intense it is or anything. It's super cash. Like, you can just relax, you can have some drinks and play the game. And I think that the biggest appeal for me is that, like, when I play StarCraft 2, I feel like I'm losing years of my life. Like, I just get so stressed level. Out.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sweating, and then I get, like, mad at myself. I'm, like, disappointed if I, like, lose games. Like,
Black Ops for me.
I start to reflect on my own, like, worth as a human being. And it's not like a fun experience.
That's
like,
what
it's
an
just,
athlete should do, though.
Exactly. But yeah. Now that I'm like 34, Jesus, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
And a dad, I'm not a fucking athlete, dude. I just want to have fun. So what's happened is that I've slowly, because I played StarCraft 2 hardcore in beta when I still had fantasies of being an athlete, and I slowly just like stopped playing it. And only watch it. And I watch a lot of it. I love watching StarCraft 2. And so, like, I follow particularly the GSL, which is, like, the Elite League. I mean, it's so good. The players are so good.
Yeah.
And if you've played the game a lot like I have, and you appreciate at least what goes into making those guys so good, you watch it, like, holy fuck. I mean, it's just as exciting as the NHL. Or not quite as exciting as the NHL playoffs, but... yeah, fucking close. NHL, man! you know, not quite, because there's some design issues that would be a totally other hour-long conversation. But yeah, so I watched StarCraft 2, but at the end of the day, when I have a moment, the few moments I have to play a game, I just want to have, like, more fun and not care as much, and I play League of Legends, and I have so much fun.
That's what we're doing?
That's what we're fucking doing, dude! You're going to play League of Legends, man.
Okay.
All right, bitches.
You're going to AD carry in bot lane, bro. Yeah.
All right, well, damn, I guess we should probably get going. It's getting pretty late on this evening, and some people are getting pretty drunk.
What?
So.
How dare you?
I just want to say, yeah, from the bottom of our hearts, man, we totally appreciate you coming on the podcast. While you're here, man, our good buddy Jarrett, lifelong buddy, lifelong
friend. You're acting
friend.
As though it was a big deal on my part. I'm like, well generally when I'm in Calgary,
it's
I'm at Derek's house drinking beer. The only difference is I moved into the other room in front of a microphone, and we had the same conversations we were going to fucking have anyway.
That's so true.
This is like zero effort, dude. But I do appreciate that you appreciate it, man.
No, it's just the fact that I think it's just a big deal of us having a guest, period. I think there's only been one other time that we've had quote-unquote guest, and it was when Derek was out of town. We actually had a guest spot. It's just, yeah, I think it's awesome. We should definitely try to do it again. And what are you guys staring at, man? What are you reading over there?
Oh, that Reddit thread.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
Fjordanage blowing up on Reddit, bitches.
There's still so much love out there. As seen at the con this weekend. Amazing.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
Still keeping it alive, which is awesome to see. But all right, everybody, we appreciate you guys out there too for listening and tuning in, and we love you all. Go check out stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com or sitmos.net. We always end these episodes on some kind of gassy note, ladies.
I know, yeah, it was a fart last week and it was a burp this week.
And that's the highest quality humor right there.
You know
you
it.
You want toilet jokes,
dick
man.
And fart jokes, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. So also follow us on Twitter at SITMOS. Go like us on Facebook. You got something to say there?
Face. Christopher Reeves. Sonny Bono sees horses and hitting some trees. How many retards are listening to me? Run up in the school shooting when they're pissed at the teach. Her, him, is it you, is it them? Wasn't me, Slim Shady said to do it again. Damn, how much damage can you do with a pen? Man, I'm as fucked up as you would've been. You would've been in my shoes. Who would've thought Slim Shady would be something that you would've bought? That would've made you get a gun and shoot at the cop. I just said it. I ain't know if you do it or not. Cause I never knew why. Knew I would get this big. I never knew why. Knew I'd affect this kid. I never knew why. Get him to slit his wrist. I never knew why. Get him to hit this bitch. I never knew why. Knew I would get this big. I never knew why. Knew I'd affect this kid. I never knew why. Get him to slit his wrist.